here's a story from The World.
The riot at the U.S. Capitol last month quickly drew comparisons to events during the rise of Nazi Germany, but Germany also offers lessons on how to counter anti-Semitism and far-right extremism. A recent rise of nationalism in Germany, though, proves that the work is ongoing. With support from the Pulitzer Center, Ryan Delaney reports in Erfurt, Germany.
Eula Grauman had heard enough from her classmates. Fellow students at her high school in a small city in eastern Germany would say mean things about Syrian refugees living there. And then there were insensitive comments in history class about World War II. Outside of school, she says she'd also hear trash talk on the soccer field aimed at non-native players.
Most of them wanted to make fun, but sometimes it escalated and there were conflicts between parents.
It inspired Grauman to start an anti-racism group at her school. Members try to raise awareness about being respectful of one another.
I think this is the problem. Lots of young people doesn't think they're of their opinions and of their comments in a real way. They sometimes aren't aware of what they do to others.
Grauman gets support from one of several national organizations in Germany confronting racism, the Network for Democracy and Courage, or NDC. Annika Färber is one of its trainers. She goes into schools to lead discussions with kids.
They are attentive. They listen to you. They participate.
But there's also plenty of awkward silence.
Well, in school, especially when you talk about politics or when you talk about refugees, I think this is when those thoughts come up.
The idea behind the work of NDC and similar organizations is to preach tolerance and democracy before xenophobia hardens with age, says Gio Hoffman, another NDC instructor.
I've learned pretty quickly that it's pretty much impossible to convince someone who doesn't want to be convinced, especially if their family shares their views and if their friends share their views.
Zilk Baer is co-founder of Cultures Interactive, another anti-racism nonprofit. She says a few days of discussions in schools has to counterbalance what's on social media and what kids hear at home.
Young people act out the racist attitudes of their parents or what they hear around.
In the past year, there have been several high-profile arrests of German police officers and soldiers who were connected with extremist groups. Felix Steiner is with MOBIT, an organization that works to combat hate crimes. Steiner says there aren't necessarily more racist people in Germany, but he says it's gotten easier to share the messaging and spread the hate.
You don't need anything, you just need a computer or a mobile phone, and so you're in contact with these people.
He says the boot and trench coat wearing neo-Nazis of the 1990s have faded away. Now, members of the far-right political party Alternative for Germany, for example, wear business suits, and they spread their ideology on social media and even in video games.
It's a way to get in, and then you are confronted with all this racist stuff and anti-Semitic stuff and so on, and this is the way it works.
The Alternative for Germany has lost some steam from its peak popularity a few years ago, but anti-government protests have been common in Germany throughout the pandemic. They were sparked in part by conspiracy theories about the coronavirus lockdown. In Munich last fall, far-right protesters chanted, "Join us." And at another rally, protesters rushed the steps of the parliament building in Berlin. Unlike what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol, the protesters did not break in. Michael Brenner is a history professor who splits his time between American University in Washington and a university in Munich. He says it took a few decades after World War II for them to start the process, but he says Germans have been working long and hard to confront their difficult past.
Germany has done, I would say, a very good job in making very clear that the Holocaust and how it came to both the Nazi rule and the Holocaust has to be taught in schools.
There are not a lot of studies on the extent of extremism among German youth, but researchers say what they do know is that there's a small but persistent element, and it can turn dangerous if left alone. For The World, I'm Ryan Delaney, Erfurt, Germany.